This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Teachers in Denver are collecting supplies for their students who are newly arrived immigrants to Colorado. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more on the effort by the Denver Classroom Teachers Union.
Denver Public Schools reports that more than 3,400 students have enrolled in schools across the district since summer. Some classrooms have 35 students. Some students need classroom supplies, and their families need basic supplies. Rob Gould is president of the Denver Classroom Teachers Association.
New clothing, school supplies, and hygiene products. And even $10 gift cards, $10 to $20 gift cards that can help support a family.
Teachers are making donations as the district's six community hubs collect money and supplies. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Mesa County says it will not provide help for new immigrants. The Board of Commissioners Tuesday declared that part of western Colorado a non-sanctuary county. CPR's Paolo Shalceda.
Through the resolution, the county declared it will not open shelters or other resources for new undocumented immigrants. County Commissioner Bobby Daniels said adding new services specifically for immigrants would strain the county.
We are empathetic to the struggles that Denver is facing and other communities, but we must focus on addressing our residents and our pressing needs.
Nothing is stopping immigrants from traveling to Grand Junction, and nothing is stopping local nonprofits from assisting them. The county said it will direct any new immigrants to seek help from those groups. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
An act of vandalism in Denver at the monument to Martin Luther King in Denver City Park. A plaque honoring black veterans and a torch were stolen. Denver's Parks Department discovered the damage Wednesday morning. The police department is investigating. Candidates for an opening on the Pueblo City Council interview with the rest of the council today. A seat was left vacant when the new mayor took office. Voters in Pueblo chose Heather Graham for mayor in a runoff election last month. The six potential council appointees were chosen from a larger group of applicants. The new council member will serve through next year. This is CPR News.